What's up, everybody? Pastor Joe here. I'm hoping that you're going to enjoy this podcast. Sorry if the audio is a little bit loud. You may have to turn it down once the audio for the meeting starts up. But I had the pleasure of sitting down with three of our deacons. And man, we just had a good time. The video part of this is going to launch on the church. It's on the church's Facebook and YouTube. Unfortunately, one of our deacons couldn't be here because he's located in Louisiana, and there's a bit of a travel restriction from Louisiana to Texas right now with all the coronavirus stuff going on. But I want to thank everybody for listening. On the video, you'll actually get to see a clip that he recorded himself and then sent in to the church, and that's been added to that. I actually don't have access to an audio clip of that, but I really hope that you guys enjoy what me and some of our deacons had to talk about. Thank you. God bless. See you on the other side of the podcast. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, Cornerstone. Pastor Joe here with our deacon board, minus one of them who weren't able to make it due to some of the law changes that have been happening. If you've been keeping up with anything, you know that it's continually changing from day to day. And right now, since one of our deacons lives in Louisiana and he's not allowed to travel to Texas, he's kind of stuck at home. But I'm filling in a little bit. For now, I just want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. We're going to open up in prayer, so if you would just go with us in prayer. Dear Lord, we come before you. Just want to thank you for everything that you've delivered unto us. Father God, you've given us a spirit of peace. Lord, I pray that you continue to pour that spirit upon us. Let us know that you are here in our time of struggle and in our time of need. Father God, I pray that you continue to pour blessings out upon your people as they maintain their faithfulness to you, the King. We want to thank you, Father God, for the sacrifice that you sent your Son down for us on the cross, that it is the most important thing that we could ever have asked for, and you gave it to us, even though we didn't deserve it. Lord, I pray that everything that we do here tonight, Lord, Father God, has to deal with you, Lord, what's laid on our heart for your people. In your holy and blessed name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us this evening. This is actually take two because something happened to the file, so this is going to be fun. I want to thank everybody who's been faithful in their giving financially and of their time. I know right now is not the easiest time for people to continue to pour financially into the church, but know that it's not wasted, that, you know, even if we're not here having services, we still have bills that have to be covered. And we want to thank you for your faithfulness. And the Lord thanks you for your faithfulness in that way also. And so, you know, just to give you the opportunity, you can text CAG to 76959. Or you can go to www.cornerstoneatlanta.tv. And you can give through our webpage. You can download the church app from both iPhone and Android. And then I will be here tomorrow, either here in the main building, or I'll be in the gym next door doing some work over there. If you want to bring by, you know, any tithe and offering physically that you want to drop off, I'll be here. Or you can give me a phone call or a text message, or you can call Mary and she'll let me know. My number is 903-748-3474. So if you need to get a hold of me for any reason, you can do that. I just want to say thank you again for all of those who have been faithful, and pray that you continue to be faithful through all of this. The Lord is going to continue to bless us, and he's going to continue to bless you in our trials and in our tribulation. And I'm going to hand it over to our deacon board.
Okay. Well, I'm going to catch y'all up on our hunt for a pastor. We've had 21 resumes come in. We're looking had some of them narrowed down to three of them. We have interviewed all three of them, and a couple of them we've had interviewed twice. We're praying over these. We're going over them diligently. We're meeting several times a week, trying to narrow this down and get one in. But right now, with the virus problem, we haven't had a chance to get one in here to preach. We'll have to see how that comes after all this is lifted off of us. And that's all I got on the pastor stuff.
All right. Thank you, Dennis and Joseph. We're going to go into the Word this evening. If you have your Bible, let's go to the book of Nehemiah. I was praying about what we would speak about this evening, and just felt with the season that we're in, Cornerstone and the United States of America, just I felt like going to the book of Nehemiah. And without reading a ton of scripture, Nehemiah, he was the cupbearer for the king. And he'd heard about that the walls of Jerusalem had fallen and the gates were burned down, and he had a burden to rebuild, and the Lord put that on his heart. So he prayed and he fasted, and the king gave him the means and permission to go and rebuild the walls. And as always happens when the people of God begin a work for him, there's going to be opposition come. But you go on in chapter 4 and in chapter 5, and you start seeing some of the opposition. The opposition initially started as an external thing, but eventually, as it always does, it can rise up internally, because if the devil can't get to us from the outside, he'll try to get somebody on the inside at times. But in Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 10, Scripture says, "And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall." You know, there was so much going on. The people were tired. They were weary, and it's easy to get in your flesh and get your eyes off God when you're tired. And I know many of you that are watching this, you're tired right now. You're weary. You're stressed. Your finances might be strained. You know, you're worried about your parents, your grandparents, your children. But be of good cheer, because God's going to take care of us. I know that sounds cliche, but you know, the Bible says, King David wrote, "I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread." But you go on in chapter 5 of Nehemiah, and the people, there's a lot going on here, and I don't want to get into all of it, but they got their eyes off the Lord, and in some ways, a lot of ways, they were disobeying the Lord, and it caused problems to where it was a hindrance to doing the work of the Lord and getting the wall finished. But you see, towards the end of chapter 5, Nehemiah intercedes and makes a way to get the people back to work. And going on into chapter 6, it says that the building of the wall only took about 52 days. That's amazing. For the people, it probably seemed like an eternity, but really 52 days is not really that long, less than 2 months. We have been in, as a country, in this situation for what, about 3 weeks, maybe? Yeah. The real strict mandates. It seems like it's been 3 years. for many of you, yeah, it seems like an eternity. It's different that we've never dealt with this before. But, you know, if we'll be about the Master's business and stay in close relationship with Him and just keep our eyes on Him, even though, like I said earlier, you're tired, you're stressed, you're worried, just go to the Lord and stay close to Him. We would love nothing more than to be able to have corporate services, the worship services, the preaching of the Word, the evangelizing in the church sanctuary itself as a church body. But right now, I think this is a time that the Lord's trying to stir the church and wake us up to do the things that we're supposed to do outside the church walls. But I just want to be an encouragement to everybody this evening. God is faithful. He's going to take care of us. We are making a lot of progress on the pastor search. Even while this is going on, we're still meeting 3 or 4 times a week, interviewing pastors on video chats, even because we can't have them here. Unfortunately, we can't have them here to preach in front of everyone. But we're making a lot of headway, and we believe that the Lord's going to provide a pastor and pastor's family as well to be coming pretty soon. So be a good cheer. Stay close in your relationship with the Lord. As important as it is for us to get together and gather as a church body, it's even more important for you to have your personal relationship with the Lord, reading of the Word, spending time with Him, and even have your own time of worship with Him and praise Him and give Him thanks. And so thank you for your time. And with that, I'll give it over to Todd.
I'd just like to encourage y'all to stay in His Word and have your home Bible studies and prayer time at home. And what I brought out of the Bible today is Psalms chapter 46. It says, God is your refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roared and troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, that what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. God knows what we're going through, and I think he's wanting us to get to ourselves and learn how to be the church on our own some. And he's going to get it back to where we can get back corporately. So if there's anything that we can do, just reach out to us. If there's anything I can do, most have my phone number. If not, it's 903-490-4322. And most of my days are sitting around the house, so just give me a call just whenever. So, anybody else?
You know, I think it's important in a time like this to make sure that our relationship with God isn't dependent on just a congregational setting where we're all here together at one time. If that were the case, then Paul wouldn't have written most of the letters that he wrote, because he wrote those letters while he was isolated in jail away from all of his brothers. If you had the opportunity to hear the message that God laid on my heart, and I've never had God so clearly speak to me of this is the message for my people, was when he gave me Philippians, because Philippians 4:13 is, I think, one of those most commonly overused scriptures, along with, you know, John 3:16 and whatnot. And it really boils down to, Paul was writing this while he was in jail. He was writing in jail that Christ is going to be the all-sufficient provider that you need to get through anything. He was separated. He starts off the chapter by writing and saying, I miss you. I love you. I wish I could be there with you. But due to the circumstances, we can't. And see, if Paul's relationship was purely with Jesus was purely based off of him being around other disciples and other apostles, then he never would have been able to spread the gospel in such a powerful way, because most of what he wrote was while he was locked up in a prison, separated away from the rest of the world. I think God has called us to be the example everywhere that we go. You know, Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But if you watch that video, the Bible I read has a notation that says, I can do all the things that God has called me to do with the strength that God has provided for me. And I think that's really important to remember. As long as we continue to do what God has called us to do, he's going to continue to provide, no matter what the situation. So don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed about everything that's going on just because we can't meet in a corporate body. Know that God is still with you. I remember Pastor Josh saying one time that, you know, the Bible says where two or three are gathered, he is in our midst. And I've got me and the Holy Spirit. So there's two of us. So he's in my midst. And I believe that. I believe no matter where you go in Jeremiah, he told Jeremiah to go, and Jeremiah was afraid. And he said, Jeremiah, wherever I tell you to go, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be doing right alongside with you. I'm going to tell you what to say. I'm going to tell you what to do. Just if you do what my word tells you what to do, then I'm going to be there with you the entire time. Guys, I think it's perfectly okay to have fear. Just know that that fear doesn't come from God, and that bravery and faith, it's not the absence of fear. It's the ability to stand in the face of fear and to continue on with the battle and the struggle, knowing that on the other side that God has the reward for you. This is not our home. America is not our home. Cornerstone's not our home. Atlanta, Texas, East Texas, wherever you're from, it's not your home. And one day we're going to get to be blessed and go to our eternal home where Jesus said that I'm going to go make a place for you. And then I'm going to come back for you one day. Some of us get to go back earlier than others. Some of us have to wait longer. But I feel like God has called us into a place and a time like this to stand faithful and be strong. Use that God-given wisdom that he's given us to make decisions based off of the scripture. I want to say thank you to the gentlemen that are here. I don't think I could have picked four greater men to, you know, sit alongside and learn from. I think you guys all bring wise counsel, and I really want to thank you and know that, you know, me and Mary both, we stand by the decisions that the board makes. And, you know, they're the leaders that I feel like God has put in place. I know that they were voted in place, but the scripture says that there's no leadership put in place that God didn't ordain. And I believe that you men were ordained to be the leadership of the church in a time like this. And I don't envy you for having to make these decisions, you know, and make these choices and deal with repercussions. And I really want to thank you. And I want to thank Brian, even though he's not here. And Brian, actually, even though he couldn't be here, he shot a video, which is going to be attached to this. I don't know if it's going to be before or after this part, but you know, he felt called to say something, but he wasn't able to make it. And I just want to tell you guys that God is with you in every situation, in everything that we do. And there's no reason to be afraid. If God has called you here, then be in the present. Don't live in fear of the future. Don't live in regret of the past, but live in the present where God has called you to be. And God will be there with you. And that's pretty much what I have for you guys this evening. Any of you other guys have anything that you want to?
No, be encouraged.
I think we'll just end with prayer, and we'll just go to the Lord right now and ask him to go with us. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for letting us. We thank you for technology that allows us to have the preaching and the teaching, and Lord, we can still make connections with people, even though we're in this strange period of time in our country that we've never seen before. Father, I pray that you would take care of our people. Lord, take care of their health. Lord, take care of their finances, their mental well-being, and Lord, most importantly, their spiritual well-being. Lord, let them stay close to you, and let them seek you in this time, Father, where you may be found. Father, we pray that you would be with our country. We just pray for a healing to come across this country, Lord, but I believe that it's your will that there be repentance come across this country, Father. And I just pray that you would turn hearts back to you, Lord, and let us win some new converts, Father. And Lord, we just love you and we thank you. Help us, Lord, find the right pastor for this church body. And Lord, confirm it with them and confirm it with us. And Lord, let it happen quickly. We love you, Lord, and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.